Welcome to Academy Days, a Christian fiction podcast for teen girls. I'm your host and author, Judith. Make sure to listen clear to the end for a special announcement. Academy Days, Episode 46, Reconnaissance. Nora Arjean followed Lacey Winters around the corner onto London Pellis Street. If those gardening people are there again, I'm going to march right up to that woman and look her in the face. If she's the magazine writer, I'll be able to tell. Lacey brushed her hands on the sides of her skirt. Let's do this. Nora pursed her lips. Lacey, marching up to anybody and looking them in the eye? Yeah, right. The August sun baked the sand-yellow sidewalk. The fresh green of grass and shrubs had faded to a dusty droop in the constant 90-degree weather. Lacey, this wasn't exactly how I planned to spend my afternoon off, Nora said. My brother found a spot in the river that's a good depth and not overrun by leeches. I wanted to go swimming. Well, wading and floating, anyway. I can't go to the river without permission, and I thought you weren't supposed to go either without somebody who knows how to swim. Nora shrugged. I would be careful. Lacey gave her a hard stare. Let's do our reconnaissance, and then we'll ask my mom to drive us to this swimming spot. Reconnaissance? What have you been reading now? Lacey puffed out a breath towards the sky. Why does everybody assume my decisions and thoughts are based on whatever I've been reading? I do have original ideas, you know. Nora shrugged. I'm not criticizing you. Reading the case notes my lawyer cousin sends me makes me look at the world a lot differently than I used to. Besides, I saw the cover of the book you left on your porch swing. It has a terrified girl at the forefront with a shadowy figure in the background. Oh, it is so good. This girl's parents send her to this boarding school in Europe, and the CIA hires her to spy on the Contessa that runs the finishing school. The Contessa has a secret. Nora snorted, of course. And it turns out the Contessa's father is still alive, but he's in hiding because of his role in the Cold War, and the lawn care people are there. Nora said, pointing to a truck in the Pella's driveway. Look, they're doing something to the trees. Poisoning them, probably, Lacey whispered. Come on, stroll. Lacey assumed a sort of swaying, slow walk, her hands clasped behind her back, her head tilted towards the haze-covered sky. Nora took in the man and woman working in the Pella's yard. It was a little odd. A middle-class, healthy man like Mr. Pella on a ministry salary, hiring lawn care? Okay, Lacey hissed. I'm going to go to the front door and ring the bell. You turn a slow, casual circle while we wait on the stoop. Take in everything. Nora shrugged. Uh-huh, sure. She followed Lacey to the front door and paused on the bottom step of the little porch. She glanced around in time to catch the woman's eyes twitch away from watching them. Lacey rang the doorbell. The truck looked legit. It had a lawnmower on the back and other gardening tools. Lacey knocked on the door. "Kay, go ask them what the name of their lawn care business is," Lacey said. "Yeah, boss." Nora crossed the grass to the double set of maple trees. Hey. You guys are doing a nice job there. Thanks, the woman said. The man ignored her and kept working. What's the name of your service? I could recommend you to somebody. Nora shoved her hands into her pockets, maybe to that old man on her street who looked ready to have a heat stroke every time he mowed his lawn. The woman smiled. I'm sorry, we're not looking for any more clients. Nora's lawyer antenna shot up. Evasion of the question. I hate lawn work. You all are doing a good thing. How many clients do you have? The woman sighed. Oh, enough. It's just the two of us, so we keep busy. Non-specific answer. Huh. Nora gazed up at the branches of the tree. Well, can I get your number so you can give me a call when you have an opening? She whipped out her phone. Wait, let me put your company name in here. What was it? Isn't lawn care more of an adult concern? The lady asked. A teenager like you shouldn't have to think about these things. Nora cocked her head. Lawyers had to be blunt sometimes, go straight to the point. You seem to be reluctant to share your company's information. Are you ashamed of your work? The woman straightened. I don't give out or take information willy-nilly from teenage girls. Don't you know the times we're living in? I suggest you and Curly Top over there move along. She motioned towards Lacey and tell her the Pellas are still on vacation. A lawyer couldn't get flustered or pulled off the trail by a red herring. I guess I'll get your information from the Pellas when they get home. Take that. The woman smirked. You go right ahead. Anything? Lacey mumbled as they met at the driveway and headed towards the sidewalk. Whoever these people are, they aren't friendly, Nora said, but that doesn't make them suspicious characters. They probably think we're the ones who are suspicious, especially since you show up every other day to pound on the Pella's front door. And, by the way, whatever happened to marching up to lawn care lady and looking her in the face? Lacey twisted her fingers together. I guess I don't do assertive very well. Nora rolled her eyes. Duh. Just as the girl started back down the street, a van pulled to the curb. Wait, that was Nora's parents' van. Oh, Xavier was driving. The passenger window rolled down. Did you guys just come from London's place? Yeah, but she's not home, Nora said. Oh. Xavier tapped the steering wheel. That stinks. Nora squinted. You aren't chasing one of my friends, are you? What happened to Zoe? Xavier quirked his mouth. Zoe dumped me. I just wanted to talk to London and... No, I don't like her. We have some history I need to clear up. Nora stared. History to clear? Was the sky about to fall through a hole in the earth? Since when did Xavier ever backtrack? Well, there had been that drug money thing, which had been unsuccessful. Her parents still didn't really know why Xavier had tried to return to New York. They thought he'd just been trying to get back to old friends. A sick wave crashed against her chest. When would she ever shake free of this secret? She pressed her lips together. Only when Xavier came clean about everything, told the whole story, said he was sorry. Yeah, right. The moon would turn blue first. The crackle pop of a motorcycle rumbled up the street. Nora glanced behind the back of the van. A guy cruised towards them. His black t-shirt bore the insignia of the shrapnel. Get into the van, Xavier hissed. Nora grabbed Lacey's arm and the van door handle at the same time. She slid open the back door, pushed Lacey inside, and tumbled in after her. Before the door could finish its automatic close, Xavier was off, flooring it past the intersection stop sign. I refuse to get out of this van until you explain, Lacey said, her voice trembling. 10 minutes after weaving through this street and that, Xavier pulled into the Winters' driveway. Oh, just somebody I didn't want to talk to, Xavier said. Don't worry about it. Lacey twisted her fingers around her seatbelt. I don't turn pale and sweat when I see somebody I'd rather avoid. I just smile politely and exchange casual greetings. You two, you were terrified. And that makes me terrified. Tell me now. Wow, maybe Lacey did have guts. Where was the shy freshman of a year ago? Lacey, There were some people back in the city who weren't nice. They caused trouble, Nora said. The guy on the motorcycle was one of them. Xavier nodded.
Yep, I'm really trying to clean up my act. Don't want to get mixed up with some people.
Nora studied Xavier's face, what she could see from the back seat. Was he serious? Was his desire to change real? Oh! Lacey reached towards the van door, her hand shaking. That's good. I'm glad.
You're safe, though. He didn't follow us, Xavier said.
Okay. Lacey opened the van door. I guess we're not going swimming, huh? She said. Nora shook her head. No, maybe Saturday. Lacey nodded and got out. See ya. Silence filled the van as Xavier drove towards the Argene's house. Did you recognize him? Nora asked. Xavier shook his head no. Did you recognize that one near the Riverside Motel the day we went kayaking?
He was too far away, Xavier said.
Nora crawled into the front passenger seat. Are you trying to clean up your act? Xavier glanced over. Maybe. He pulled into their driveway. A pickup truck cruised past as Nora got out of the van. It looked familiar. Where? Oh, the lawn care people. Did they have a client on this street? Maybe she could find out the name of their company after all, just to satisfy Lacey they weren't shrub thieves or terrorists. The truck made a U-turn at the end of the cul-de-sac and backtracked down the street and pulled into the driveway behind the van. Wait, what? The woman and her partner climbed out of the truck and headed towards them. Xavier Argene, the woman said, we need to talk. Xavier stiffened. Excuse me?
Yes, sir. Are your parents home?
Isn't that what a kidnapper usually wants to know? Nora said. The woman snorted and flashed a badge.
I'm Sarah Len, and I work for the FBI. Please, lead the way to your parents.
Xavier took a step back. What? Sarah Len nodded.
Stay calm. We're here to get your help. You want to be free, don't you?
Xavier's eyes went big, and the pale, sweaty look came over his face again.
Don't believe her, Xavier. She and that guy trim bushes and mow lawns. Lacey and I just saw them at work in the Pella's yard.
Sarah Len held out the badge again.
Lawn care isn't against FBI regulations last time I checked.
Lawyers had to know how to shake people while continuing to hold their own ground. Nora folded her arms and read the information on the card. She looked straight into Agent Len's eyes.
I will remember this information. I will remember everything. I always do.
She grabbed Xavier's arm and nudged him towards the house. If anything fishy was going on here, Nora would track it all.
Thank you for listening to Academy Days. I have a little bit of news for you. I am currently working on writing a new episode that is going to feature a new main character. You've seen this character before, but she wasn't a main character. Now this is going to be a bonus episode that will be available to those who sign up for the newsletter. You can sign up for the newsletter at judithdestefano.com. And once that episode is completed and recorded and loaded onto the website, you will receive a password in a newsletter to be able to listen to a bonus episode of Academy Days. Thank you for listening. Thank you to everybody who's taken the time to leave a review below or do a star rating. And I hope you continue to enjoy. Bye.